Connected to the vine, whether we like it or not. Connected to the vine, whether we like it or not. One of the consistent attempts in these messages is to bring the scripture to life. There are many versions of the Bible with many interpretations. This is not to judge one over the other, rather to figure out the best way to lift up the message of hope. That hope that's intended in all of the writings. Some biblical imagery is so beautiful, one can lose the message and get lost in the imagery. The question is, how can the scripture be presented in a manner that reflects life today? There's beautiful imagery found in John 15, verses 1 through 8. Jesus uses the metaphor of a vine and its branches to paint a picture of our connection to him. This passage isn't just about bearing fruit. It's about the very source of our life and the path to living it to the fullest. Jesus declares, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener." Imagine a sprawling vine, its lifeblood flowing from a hidden root system, nurtured by the unseen hand of the gardener. We, as the branches, depend on this connection for our very existence. Think of it like a runner preparing for a marathon. A rigorous training, the careful diet, the countless miles logged, all of these efforts are in vain if she neglects to stay hydrated. The source of her energy, her ability to perform, comes from staying connected to her water bottle, her lifeline in that race. So too, in our walk with Christ, we need a constant source of sustenance. The world offers us a variety of alternatives, fleeting pleasures, material possessions, pursuing power. These can be tempting, and like mirages in the desert, promising refreshment, but ultimately leaving us parched when we think we have arrived. Jesus, the true vine, offers something far more profound. A connection to God, the source of all life and love. Jesus says, "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit." The pruning can be uncomfortable. Life throws challenges our way, tests our faith, moments where we feel cut off, disconnected. But just like a gardener prunes a branch to encourage fresh growth, God allows these experiences to refine us, to strengthen our connection to him. Imagine a young artist starting out. The initial strokes may be clumsy, the vision unclear, but with practice, with guidance from a mentor, one learns to prune away the unnecessary, to refine the techniques. This pruning doesn't diminish creativity, it empowers greater expression. Through life challenges, God prunes us to help us bear more fruit. These are the fruits of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the qualities that enrich our lives and the lives of those around us. But what does it mean to abide in the vine? As Jesus instructs us in verse 4, what does it mean to abide in the vine? It means a conscious choice to remain connected to Christ. It means prioritizing prayer, studying His Word, and seeking fellowship with other believers. It means aligning our actions with His teachings, striving to live a life that reflects God's love. Think of a plant left in the dark. It becomes weak. Its leaves pale and brittle. But placed in sunlight, it thrives. Abiding in Christ means turning towards the light of His teachings, allowing His love to nourish our souls. We learn what it means to bloom. The consequences of not abiding are challenging. Jesus warns, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." This isn't about condemnation, but about reality. Just as a severed branch withers and dies, disconnected from the vine, so too, when we choose a path apart from Christ, we cut ourselves off from the source of an authentic life. We may experience fleeting moments of success, of happiness, but ultimately, it will be a hollowness, a lack of fulfillment. Stepping outside the shelter of the vine leaves us vulnerable to the storms of life with no deep root system to hold us steady. So, how do we choose to abide? It starts with a commitment to prayer, a daily conversation with God, expressing our gratitude, confessing our shortcomings, and seeking God's guidance. It involves immersing ourselves in Scripture, allowing the Word to shape our thoughts and actions. It means surrounding ourselves with a community of believers who can support and encourage us in our journey. Abiding in the vine isn't a passive state. It's a continuous choice, a daily act of turning towards Christ. The rewards are immeasurable. Just as Jesus promises, "Whoever abides in me and I in them, they shall bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Living a life connected to the vine means experiencing the fullness of God's love, the power of God's Holy Spirit, and the joy of bearing fruit that makes a difference in the world. It means choosing the path to true life, a life that flourishes not just here and now, but for eternity. So, every day, we can choose. Every day we have a choice. You can choose every day to serve. And in choosing to serve, that is abiding in the vine. Because at the end of it all, we are all connected to the vine, whether we like it or not. Thank God for that connection. God bless.